up, everyone? Welcome to the Just Got Laid podcast with your hosts, Lakes
and Laity. On today's episode, we are discussing the dating red flags, like people disrespecting their kids in front of you.
Are they all about you one moment and not the next?
Does their pee smell like ammonia? Ew. Find out on today's episode with Be Easy from DJ Blaze Radio Show as he chats with us, Just Got Laid podcast, the girls Lakes and Laity, right after this break.
Let's go.
Say, man, how often do you have a podcaster or a podcast show that you love to listen to, but you ain't always interested in what the hell they're talking about? Well, over here at the Cain is Able podcast, brought to you by the Crux Media Group, I want you, the listeners, to tell us what you want to hear, how you want to hear it, and tell us what to discuss and what would you usually be scared to discuss amongst you and your people. Simple and plain. I can do it. You know why? Because Cain is Able. Send us your questions and your topics to the Cain is Able pod at gmail.com. Again, Cain is Able pod at gmail.com. Catch us every Wednesday wherever you get your podcast. Let's go, people.
Welcome back, Laity. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Or should I call you Little Miss Do Not Disturb?
Yes. You saw it on my Instagram. Yes. I am Miss Do Not Disturb. I'm also Miss. I just seen this. My bad.
So don't text her, in other words. I am Little Miss White Toenails. I don't care. That's my color since 2011. Y'all just copy it now, so. Hey.
No, ma'am. I hate white toenails. I be like, y'all all got the same toes. Like, can y'all go get yellow? One of y'all go get pink? The other person go get orange? Can we switch it up?
No. So what's going on?
Nothing much. But you know what? We actually have a little bit going on today because we got a special little person in here with us. He ain't little. I just like to pick at him sometimes. DJ. I'm just kidding. Don't beat me up like Kane. But we got Be Easy from the DJ Blaze radio show today. How you doing?
What's up? How you doing?
All right. So you got to attract them with that line. What's your name and what's your sign? I want you to tell them your name and I want you to tell me your sign.
My name? Be Easy.
Yeah.
My sign, I'm a Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn for real?
No, when's your birthday?
I'm a Sagittarius.
You're a Sagittarius?
When's your birthday?
December 5th.
Okay, yeah, he's a fire sign. So,
nah, I'm lying. I'm a Leo.
I knew it. You told me before. Why would you do that?
Them Leos.
Just to see, because people be like, it was like a meme I saw one time. Like somebody on Twitter, and they were like, I told this girl I was such and such, and she was like, see, that's how all y'all Sagittarius act or whatever. And then he was like, nah, see, I'm lying. I was a Cancer. She was like, see, I knew it. You was a Cancer. And he was like, really? I'm a Virgo and shit.
So you decided to play with us. But anyway, yeah. So you're a fire sign because the Sagittarius is a fire sign.
No, he's a Leo.
Yeah, he's a Leo.
That's a fire sign? Oh,
fire sign.
My bad.
I don't know about this weird shit. So.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
So you're
sorry
a fire sign. That's, no, you're good. Moms. I'm just, why did you say weird shit?
Because only witches be believing in that, and crystals.
Witches.
And oh, wow. Sticks. Did he just call me a witch?
You got sage at your house, too.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you got to cleanse the energy. Yeah. You got to cleanse it.
Word.
Especially when a person leave and they brought their bad energy with them.
My mama used to cleanse the energy with Comet. She would sprinkle a whole bunch in the tub.
Also, she would put the seasoning in the tub and marinade.
That's how my mama cleansed the energy. She used the original pine saw. That's how she cleansed the energy.
Yeah. B.
Yes.
Shut up, B. Hey, anyway, so
Lay, I mean, what is it about Leos?
Leos got a lot of red flags. First of all, they're just, you know, you see they're a little conceited, as you can see.
How am I conceited?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Like, I've never met a Leo that didn't love themselves.
Who? Why would you not love yourself?
True, I mean, but it's nothing wrong with loving yourself. It's just the way y'all do it is so conceited.
I haven't heard anything good about Leos. Well,
so you ain't heard nothing good about Nipsey Hussle?
I mean,
hey,
yeah,
hold up.
You ain't heard nothing good about?
I'm not going to lie. Even though, you know, rest in peace. I never was a Nipsey Hussle fan.
I ain't saying nothing about you being a fan of him. I just said he had good things about him.
I mean, I heard he was good to, you know, Lauren.
Okay, that's all you need. That's all you need.
Oh, that's one of how many?
Have you heard anything? Now, I got my homeboy, my good friend, my homeboy Barry.
Okay, who is that?
Barry O.
Oh, who is that?
Some of y'all call him the former president.
Oh, wow.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we got a couple good Leos, y'all. He knows them. For someone who said it was just like a bunch of shit just a minute ago, he knows them.
Well, anybody who birthday around mine.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I ain't going to tell y'all who birthday around mine because then y'all going to be like, But anyway.
When is your birthday?
September 28th. I'm a Libra, baby.
I don't know what that means.
And I'm a Libra.
Oh. Who is around your birthday that you're going to tell?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim, cool though.
That's my girl.
Yeah, it wasn't her. Will Smith.
Yeah, all them people got a lot of money.
Yeah, but they do. They do. But all the people you just named are famous and had a lot of money.
But they famous for their mind. They not famous for, you know.
Okay, come on now.
And that doesn't make them a good person though.
That doesn't.
What?
But
that they're famous, so that makes that sign.
Cardi
good?
B's no. Libra.
Who? Cardi.
Me, I'm an Aquarius. The water sign. All things in life need water.
Y'all you're need an us. Air sign.
Water.
You're an air sign.
Water. Aries is air.
No, it's
I
not.
Promise you.
Aries is a fire
I've been
sign.
An Aquarius all my life.
Look it up.
Uh-oh.
No.
We got our first debate. It's so cute.
All right, y'all. She just said an Aquarius is an air sign. I mean, a water sign.
Water.
I really want you to look that up before you keep arguing with me.
She a real.
You're an air sign. You used to be a water sign. You got transferred to
air. I didn't go with the change because it's no way that in 30 years that y'all going to change my sign. So, still water over here.
You're an air sign.
How are you really with it if something switch and you don't go with it?
How are you switching the astrology and the signs? Like,
because I think they said because
when they added another sign, y'all shifted.
Why did they add another sign?
I don't know. You gotta ask them.
Maybe they had found new information or something.
I was grandfathered in,
but
so.
I was mad because she said Aries was a air sign. I was like, no, they're
I
not.
I think a red flag is somebody who doesn't like to adapt to change.
Oh wow. So, okay. With that being said, our topics today are red flags, but it's not a person who doesn't know how to adapt to change. So, the red flags today are going to be talking about your exes, potential people that you would like to date, or red flags within a relationship.
Okay, and we are going to discuss how we notice them, pay attention to them as soon as they go up.
So, B, what's one of the red flags for you? Like, if you were dating
To date somebody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, there, and there. Mm-hmm. Your and your.
Oh, so how they identify themselves?
No, how they spell them.
Oh, I thought you was talking about like she, her.
No, I'm not talking
about.
No,
not the pronouns.
Not the pronouns?
The pronouns. No, I'm talking about how you spell.
Oh, wow.
If you're an idiot, I can't. That's a real
So
thing.
Wait, if they just, what if they text it to you or is like they put it on their Facebook? Like
text, Facebook, Instagram, carrier
both?
Pigeon. I don't care.
To a point.
All of them?
We do have autocorrect. You should not be messing it up.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm a busy bitch. So like, if I send you a not grammatically correct text, mm-hmm. you better get the fuck over it. Like, I mean, I'm serious. Like,
time,
I hate that.
One time is cool, but every time you be
okay.
Put,
well, every time is not a mistake.
You mix up then and then.
Won't and want.
Okay, yeah. So y'all are saying it's not a mistake. I said if it was a mistake, y'all.
No,
mistake
no,
is
I'm
different.
Talking about every time. No.
Okay, I'm about to say because I don't be proofreading these.
I
text
want
messages.
Some chicken.
Like you hard won't. Down. I want you. WON apostrophe T.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Then they take the time to put apostrophe in it. That's a red flag for me.
Let's go around. What's a red flag for you?
Red flag for me is if like you come up to me and you got multiple kids, and that's a red flag for me. I'm sorry, because it's
and that's your preference.
What if, hey, what if they were married before?
Spread your seed.
What if they were married before?
Okay, if it was with one woman,
yeah.
I could probably do that.
Because I had somebody come up to me one time.
I said multiple kids.
And they had four kids.
Mm. And it was by the same person.
But they were married. And it was like two sets of twins.
Damn.
So.
Dang, B. I hate to say this because, you know, you did tell me that you are a feminist. But so, B, that's a man thing, though.
What's a man thing?
Like, you going up to a woman and then some of them have, you know, all their kids by the same. Some of them have their kids by the same, you know. Individual that's more common for men to find that in women than women to find that in men.
What they got to do it? them.
So I'm saying, like, for me, when I see you got multiple kids, I pretty much know that most of them are not by one person. Like, and I mean multiple kids, like more than two.
I don't know. I know plenty on both sides that got them by more than one person.
I don't. You know any, like, got more than two kids and they by the same person?
No, not many.
Not many. It's I don't know them. You need to introduce
yourself. You said it's not by the same person?
Not by the same person. Yeah. On a, from a female perspective.
Women with more than one baby daddy?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a male perspective. I don't date women, so I wouldn't know.
No, I'm saying you don't know any women, period, in your life. That
I said men. I said I don't know any man that has multiple kids and they be by the same woman. Like, over three. Man. So, like, for us, when I see you say, oh, you tell me, I'll be like, how many kids you got? And you be like, I got three. And they say bout, and I'll be like, hold up. No. Oh,
I know some people with multiple kids and some guys with multiple kids and they're from the same person.
Okay.
So, well, introduce me to one. I want to meet them.
They married that person.
Oh, never mind.
Or engaged.
Okay, well, there you go.
I mean, after, though.
So
they did it backwards, but anyway.
Whatever. Okay, so red flag for me. And look, you could take it as petty. I feel like it's whatever you think is a red flag in your life. I am so huge on dental hygiene. Anybody who knows me knows this. So if I'm ever at your house and I don't see that you have floss in your bathroom, that's a red flag.
I was about to say.
What if it's in a place where you can't see it?
Where would it be?
In the medicine cabinet. In the cabinet.
I'm opening it.
You so anytime you're
gonna violate their privacy? You can't do that. That's not you know, that's a red flag.
No, it's not, because what if I'm in there looking for floss because we just ate dinner?
Why wouldn't you ask? Somebody going through my stuff is a red flag.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm not going through the stuff. I'm just looking for some flaws.
Like, so I ain't gonna lie now. Cause me.
What if my crack is in there?
Oh wow. Wait a minute.
And I'ma shut it. And I'ma get my keys and I'ma drive off.
Had you not gone through that, you would have known that. I smoke crack every Wednesday.
Okay.
You shouldn't have been in there.
Floss and wipes.
I'm not gonna lie.
Wipes. Everybody can't have wipes.
Why?
Cause certain places won't let you have them.
Like
apartment places and stuff like that. Some places be like,
okay, and it's certain places say you can't have a dog, and people still have a dog.
Okay, yeah, well, we're talking about a septum tank here. Yeah. Now, see, there's
flushable wipes.
No, that those still a lot of people.
They still clog up. And yeah. it's totally because I live in the city, mm-hmm. So it's totally different. And when you back up that one, they gotta block off your whole little.
Okay, yeah. We'll get a trash can. And if a trash can don't work, get some little bags.
Why would you want to see that when you
Why would you want to wipe your ass after you?
My sink right beside it, so I just wet the toilet paper.
You wet the toilet paper?
I wet the toilet paper a little bit.
You use 4-ply then.
Yeah, I do. I got the expensive shit. I like it to be soft when it touches my tushy.
Well, maybe I need to.
You just, all that cussing you did, you just said tushy. All that cussing you did, you just said tushy.
Whatever. I like to say tushy. Cause I got a cute little tushy.
Tushy.
Don't blow your breath at me. It's cute.
Okay. Red flag.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
I guess somebody who can't. It's not a red flag. It's, well,
you can do dating too.
Preference.
Mm-hmm. Like while you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
With
oh, while I'm in a relationship.
What would be a red flag?
Dang. I should have been prepared.
I mean, you've dated. What have you noticed? Was something that kind of like, nah, this ain't it.
Oh, somebody that like cuss at their kids.
Oh.
I don't like that.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit. Sit your ass down.
Yeah.
Somebody. I ain't gonna lie. Man.
When I say holler at their daughter was like 13 because she forgot the ketchup. Why the F did you?
Okay,
what?
That's like, different. Okay. So now I know what you're talking about, because I'm not gonna lie. We don't curse. Like, I'm an auntie, y'all, and all my nieces and nephews know I say this around them. I say, fuck them kids. Like, y'all are freeloaders. I call them that all the time. Even my track kids. I don't tell them, fuck them kids. But I be like, man, y'all some scrubs. Like, y'all don't pay nothing.
Oh, yeah. You
broke best friends.
No, I call them scrubs.
Who you call scrubs?
I call the kids scrubs. They are scrubs.
The track kids?
Yeah, they scrubs.
Yeah.
I didn't get fired. They are scrubs. I said it to them in front of their parents. I'm like, you pay bills? I pay bills. And their mom be looking at them like, mm-mm. They don't.
So that made you not talk to her anymore?
Yes.
Man, fuck them kids.
like,
but no, the way she said it was horrible.
I don't even like for people to like curse.
Like
at
she was
kids,
like, why the fuck you? Like, you don't do
don't
that.
Like that.
But like me and my sister would be around her kids, and I'd be like, They're ours because she's my twin sister. I almost said ours. But I be like, man, fuck that. Don't do that shit. And then.
Did you tell her or did you just ghost her?
Yeah, I just didn't tell her no more.
Ghost?
Red flag.
I didn't ghost her, but like.
Why is that a red flag? He don't like her no more. He don't have to talk to her.
But you're an adult and you could have said, hey.
I'm a walking red flag.
That ain't, but see, because see, then when I say, well, I don't like that you cuss at your kids and these my kids, what, and I don't want to get into that discussion.
No, you don't.
And it was like the first or second time we talked on the phone.
You don't have to.
I don't know. You're not a parent, so I mean, hey,
hey.
I mean, I have.
I'm
parents.
Not saying you should disrespect the kids, but I'm saying like, how do you know that you wouldn't react like that if you?
I wouldn't. I got nephews.
Maybe it's the red flag for him because he wouldn't want, like, if he did have kids with her, he wouldn't want anyone talking to his kids like that.
Like how I was raised, my like, if my dad had slipped up and said anything around me, he'd be like, "Excuse me," his homeboys, "Excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't mean." You know what I'm saying?
I get
That's
it.
How I grew up, so.
I get it because my best friend used to call her daughter a bitch. And I'm like,
every time she said it,
and I mean little girl, 7. I'm like, why are you calling her that? Like, don't do that. And she grow, like, she just would say it.
Do you
like,
have kids?
I don't.
So how do you know you wouldn't call your daughter a B-word?
I wouldn't call my mother, my best friend. I wouldn't call
exactly.
No one.
So you just
bitch.
Said that to me about me cussing, and now I flipped it on you and you didn't even catch it. So
hey, look.
There.
Me okay, and my siblings call each other bitch all the time. That's how I know it's gonna be juicy when I get on the phone. They be like, bitch. I be like, what
happened? That's different. You know, you can say bitch five different ways. You can say bitch five different ways.
Okay, it's different,
you can
but
say
it's the
bitch.
Same curse word though.
Yeah, but it's still different. So like,
you what can say if she was saying ways. To her little 7-year old, like, bitch, let me tell you what you happened.
She be like, bitch or bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
All right, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? So I heard, you know, and I listened to Kid Fury, so I know all that, how they talk.
Okay, Lay.
Oh, wow.
They.
What's another red?
So red flag for me, if they speak on their exes or frequently, or they, all their exes are crazy. Like automatically, all their exes are crazy. When you're talking to them, when you're going through the date.
Oh, so they take no accountability.
Yeah, it's like, she's just crazy.
They just a victim.
Yeah, man, like, I can't stand it. I'd be like, oh, this going to be our last date right here.
You ghost them?
Hell yeah. I'm a walking red flag then. Bye.
Wow,
I'm
she
gone.
Don't like that. Oh, is it only just women?
I don't
women
owe him
ghost?
An explanation
I
for mean, that.
Listen, I never said there was anything against ghosting. I just was asking, in your situation, did you let her know?
Because
this is somebody that you already involved with.
I wasn't involved. It was just two conversations on the phone.
Oh yeah, so they was
I didn't know the context.
Shit,
I never said there was anything wrong with ghosting.
I tell people all the time, like, look, usually there's warning signs before a person leaves your life.
Exactly. That's
so.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
If you ghost them to me, you don't owe them nothing. Mm. Life goes on. You still living and breathing, right? Well, keep on living and breathing and walking that way while I walk this way. Right. I'm a walking red flag then. Lakes, what's yours?
There's so many to choose from. Let's see. Oh. This may be petty. I pay attention to a way someone drinks and eat. So if I never see you drink water, I'm sorry. If I never see you drink water, that's an issue.
Okay. I thought she was about to say something else.
I thought you meant like the way they drink.
Yeah,
like
the way they drink
eat,
and the way they
no,
eat.
Like
smack it.
Like they eat with their mouth open or something.
No, you've never been around somebody that you've never seen them drink water. Like they're always drinking like a soda or juice, or you've never seen them drink water.
Well, are you around them 24/7?
I mean, I was around them a lot.
I was about to say, because maybe some people only drink water like when they're at work or like.
That's a problem.
No, like, okay.
Why?
Let me put it this way. So my I had some friends that would do that. They would only drink water at work because they're at work for like 10, 12 hours. But they're at home for 4 hours.
That's different.
So they want to drink something of substance when they get home. They want to have an alcoholic drink. They want to have tea. They want to have soda.
But they had water for 10 hours. So that balances it. If you don't ever drink water. That
well, how long was he at work? This person that you was around a lot.
I mean,
did he have like a 9-hour job?
It was. I wouldn't know what he did at work, but I know when he was around me, he never, like, if we went out, he never ordered. I never saw him drink water.
And y'all lived together?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
But okay.
I don't know how that doesn't make sense to y'all. Like, our bodies are made of like 80% of water. You need water, so your skin, you know.
And I'm 20% cognac, so.
Okay.
No, that joke didn't
lie. I'm not going to lie. I see what she's saying.
I get what you're saying, but I get what you're saying, too, the part that you said, too. Like,
you're not around him all the time.
Maybe
but
that person.
He could have had some water with that liquor at dinner when he took
like,
you out.
Let's say we went on a trip for the weekend, and I didn't see you drink one bottle of water in 72 hours.
Oh, y'all went on a trip?
No, I said let's say.
Let's say his piss smell like the asparagus.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
You I don't even eat asparagus.
Yeah, like, or if you go in the bathroom and it's strong, like, yeah, that's that's what anybody though. You're like, you gotta drink water, y'all.
Yeah. His pee is like a highlighter.
Yeah. So you know, so you know nothing was going down.
Yeah. So, oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Them kidneys shot. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. Wait, is it kidney? Is it bladder? I forgot. Look,
is it liver?
Look, I am not a nursing major. I was a math girl. I know, I was a math girl. I was an accountant, so
okay, I'll have a juicier red for it next time. Go ahead, B.
Oh God.
B, you want me to?
Oh, I got one. Somebody that doesn't have any friends of their same sex.
Explain.
Oh, he's talking about okay. Okay.
Like a woman that says she don't got no women friends.
This is a red flag.
That could be a red flag.
He talks about this several times. That's why I knew what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so. y'all not gonna fit me in?
What do you mean?
Like, what are y'all talking about?
He's basically saying a woman that sits there and say, I don't get along with females. That's why all my men, all my friends are mans, honey. I don't get along with females. Yeah. I don't do that.
All I got is male friends.
Mm-mm. My bro, he come through every time.
Yeah.
What if she just don't have male or female? Cause it sounds like you don't like a woman who don't have a bunch of male friends. Not well, that she don't have female friends.
She says she don't have female friends.
I'm saying, but he said a woman that says she have a bunch of male friends.
Yeah, a woman that got a bunch of male friends. That's another red flag. But if a woman doesn't have any female friends
at all,
by and large, that's a red flag. Cause you might be the problem.
I ain't gonna lie. I got siblings, so I always got some friends.
See that? See, yeah, you got a lot of family.
It's five of us.
So people with a lot of family don't have a lot of, especially when y'all, because y'all around the same age.
Yeah.
So a lot of them people don't have a lot of outside. But yeah, people that's like varying ages, like a few years apart, all of them, and different sexes. Like you got sisters around your age. You know what I'm saying? So
I got three of them. got three.
Yeah, but I know.
Mean, what does that mean though?
What, huh?
If she don't have friends, what does that mean to you?
She ain't got no life.
Well, not that, but she can't get along with women. So
that is true though. Mm-hmm. You've seen a lot of people that were either, you know, the only child. I didn't want to say it because he right over there.
Yeah.
But nothing. I didn't say nothing.
I don't think. Go ahead.
But like, you know, some children who were the only child, they grow up with having issues of getting along with everyone. And some of them, their parents like, well, I ain't having no more kids, so you got to go out there and make some friends. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that might have been him over there. But she may have been the person that, you know, she just don't get along with people because she's always been alone. She prefers to be that way.
Nah, but it's not that they prefer to be that way. It's some of them are like, women just don't like me. So that's a thing. That's a red flag to me.
People actually say that?
Yeah, I've heard people say it. Women don't like me. They always hating on me. And like in all walks of life, like they never had friends in high school. They never had friends in college. Like in their work life, they never had friends. Like now, it's some people that have had friends and maybe they might have grown apart or fallen out. That's different. But some just like I can't stand bees. You know, so it's those women out there, and them the ones that are the red flags. Like, they don't like me and I can't stand them.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't know there was women out there like that. So I'm gonna agree with them on that one.
No comment. What's a red flag for you?
Okay, so a red flag for me is a switch up. I call it the switch up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically like we're talking, we're dating, everything's fine. And then all of a sudden, it's getting a little warmer outside or your ex bird starts swarming around you and you switch. Now you're so busy. Oh, you can't. Oh, you. You're tired. You need to go to sleep at 7:00 p.m.
I fell asleep.
Oh yeah, that day. One. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, you fell asleep for let's see. I text you at 10:00 this morning. It's 6:00 p.m. So those are red flags to me. That's a red flag that'll get rid of your ass.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's because that's inconsistency, and it's like,
no, that means you went and cheated for a couple hours, or you went and dealt with someone else. Because we're not dating. Well, we're dating, but we're not together. But the fact that you had to lie about it made it where now you're gone. That's a red flag. You gotta go.
Always.
Heck yeah! Because when it gets warm outside, they start acting stupid.
That's crazy. You change it because of the seasons.
Do you?
Some people do that though.
Yeah. That's as soon weird. As some ass start coming out.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as cheeks start flying, they lose their mind. Like, they had, like, ain't never seen ass before. Like, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, it's just, oh, it goes like this, ba-boom, ba-boom. And they're like, oh, well, I don't want a relationship right now. Where was this energy a week ago? Mm-hmm. Like, you could have not wasted my time.
Right.
If it was going to get warm, or your little ex-bird of a ex-girlfriend was going to start swarming around you, and you was going to start saying, oh, well, you know, I just got out of a relationship last year. That was a whole year ago, bro. What they got to do with right now?
Right.
Mm. So, red flag.
That's a good one.
Oh, what's a red flag for me? Y'all make it seem like my red flags are just so tedious.
No, I understand the water thing. I didn't understand it until you explained it. Yep. I understood it at the end because you was like, "Oh, they pee smell like ammonia." So you need to lead with that.
Yeah, ammonia. I said asparagus. Yeah, ammonia. Yeah, asparagus make a pee smell. Stink. That is.
Yeah.
No, tuna does.
Asparagus too.
Yeah, asparagus will.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll eat tuna and be like, that was some good tuna.
You can eat honey nut Cheerios and it'll smell like it too.
Hey, wait a minute. You eat honey nut Cheerios and it smell like honey nut Cheerios?
Your pee will smell like it.
I ate honey nut Cheerios.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I've never smelt it though. I need to eat some honey nut Cheerios now. Go back. Okay, red flag. Go.
A red flag for me is I'm gonna round it out with appearance. And I know that's vague, but okay, for instance, if you don't care about how you look when you walk out the house, that's an issue for me.
You mean like wearing a bonnet?
No, I'm talking about a man.
Oh.
Like.
Durag then.
That too, but like, let's say your shirt's all wrinkled, your shoes is all dirty and turned up, acid wash jeans.
What's wrong with acid wash jeans?
No.
Oh, I meant stonewash. I wear stonewash.
Yeah,
I got offended just now. Hit dog holler.
Like, you don't get your hair cut like you should. Like, you walking around looking like a caveman. That's a red flag because it just shows that you don't care. You don't care about yourself. And I want you to care about yourself.
Mm. That's a good
Hello?
One.
Hey, no. I wasn't going to disagree with you at all. See, B
was
sitting
there. But
she was
making a face.
No, I was with you. See, B was like, why you don't like acid wash jeans? I was like,
yeah, leave them where they
are. Mind my business over here.
Too many slits in your jeans, sir. Why you got on your sister pants?
Now, when they're, I know what she's talking about. That's why I put my head down.
Yeah.
Because they look like our jeans. Now, I don't mind
some holes.
Some rips and tears. But if it's like all the way down your pants leg like mine, I'm like, they're going to think me and you are.
Your thing going to fall out, playboy.
No, they're going to think me and you, like, they're going to think you my friend, like my friend.
You sis.
Like,
y'all.
Hey, friend.
Right.
They're going to think you like, yeah, they're going to, like, why you put that on?
Or why you walking around with stains on your shirt, like from what you ate for lunch? You're 30. That's
Ooh,
not cute.
She went there. Come on now.
I'm just saying.
That happened to somebody?
I've seen it.
Dang.
Or you got the white stuff around your lips. And your
the
eyes.
Boosie? You got the little boosie?
You got the crust in your eyes.
Yeah, or the ash between the knuckles. Like, put some
okay, wait,
on.
Wait a minute. What if he just went to the bathroom? Now, we're going to draw that one back. We're going to draw that one back. He could have went to the bathroom and washed his hands. Now, you know.
Well,
they don't have no lotion in them public bathrooms. And they don't carry purses like we.
True,
but let that ride.
It's little stuff like that. Like, you know, I pay attention to
detail. That's a red flag for you.
It's a
so
red
you
flag.
Need a well-groomed, metrosexual guy,
smelling good.
She needs a well-groomed,
looking good, fresh, real fresh.
So all you roughnecks out there,
what if they
get
side
dirty?
Tooth missing?
No. Because I'm glad you said that. You have dental insurance. Go get your damn teeth fixed.
What if they don't want fake teeth? Like, some women want natural bodies. They want a natural mouth.
Okay, then take that natural mouth to the next female.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I heard, somebody told me that happens when people eat crab legs.
What? Like, the side tooth missing?
Yes.
I don't know why it's always that same tooth.
It's always that same tooth.
In everybody. Because I haven't seen it. And it's always the same tooth.
And it's everybody. But I'm like, damn, it happened to me. What's going on? Why are y'all teeth? Why is that tooth falling out?
I ain't gonna lie. I have a fake tooth.
That's fine.
Where your fake tooth at?
But you ain't got a gap. You it ain't missing.
Where your fake tooth at?
Well, why you asking where I fake tooth at? It's It's actually, it happened from when I actually.
Well, now, I didn't ask you what, I said, where is your fake tooth?
I cracked half the tooth and then they just pulled it because the nerve was exposed.
Where is it?
But it's on the side.
That's different.
You got a bad side tooth?
No, I didn't have a bad side tooth. I fell and I cracked it and it was gone. Like, majority of the tooth
was gone.
You fell,
were you eating a crab while
you
were doing it?
No. They put like a fake tooth, like they didn't put a fake tooth on it. They,
doing a lot of explaining.
They put like, what's that thing on it? That porcelain? They made it into a actual tooth again. But then when that cracked, because I was eating something I didn't have no business crab. Eating. Shut up.
See, that's why I'm a professional crab.
So I ate, I bit it and it was hard as hell and it cracked it. Mm-hmm. And then they was like, well, you can create an apps or something like that. And they pulled the whole tooth and then they said, we're going to give you a fake.
That's different though. You went and got it corrected. Yeah. I had a guy, like, he was like, my girl got to have pearly white, straight teeth. Meanwhile, you got your phone like this up under your mouth and I can see missing teeth. So how are you requiring something that you don't even have?
Okay, that's different because I was about to say, I went and got my teeth. I couldn't walk around like that. I was like,
no. That side tooth got to be filled in, buddy.
But yeah, like always, red flags.
So my advice is, as soon as those red flags go up, take notice, do what you need to do. Stop waiting for the third, fourth, fifth one to pop up.
These were some fun ones, but there's some more serious ones. And like always, Lakes, it's been fun talking to you. So if you want to reach me or Lakes, you can get with us and email us questions, comments, or concerns on justgotlaid@gmail.com. You can also reach us at 803-298-8884. Text us anytime. And we're also on social media at Just Got Laid Podcast.
Yeah, and we want to thank Be Easy for coming through.
Thank y'all for having me.
And we'll catch you guys next time.